KQED.
Explorer's been hit. Explorer, do you read? Explorer, over. Explorer.
Just like Sandra Bullock careening off into space and gravity, Hollywood studios have cut loose visual effects, or VFX, often choosing to outsource them to other countries where they can get big tax subsidies. It's left California's visual effects industry a ghost of its previous self. For the second year in a row, about 500 VFX artists rallied outside the Academy Awards, where Gravity, with effects made in the UK, won the Oscar for visual effects. Rally organizer Daniel Lay keeps tabs on the industry in his VFX Soldier blog.
Well, the big issue right now is we have a lot of runaway production occurring here in the visual effects industry and the broader film industry. Right now, a lot of these workers here are being asked to move to Vancouver.
The industry doesn't have a union to fight for it, and it's up against the big Hollywood studios. Aside from that, the bill's $100 million budget cap per film cuts out special effects-heavy blockbusters, which often cost more than that to produce. Kevin Clowden is with the Milken Institute, an economic think tank that found the state lost 16,000 film production jobs between 2004 and 2012.
The visual effects industry has been in decline in California faster than almost any other aspect of movie production.
Clowden says California can't compete with foreign subsidies that can pay up to 60% of visual effects costs. It's a savings the studios can't overlook. But advocate Daniel Lay says studio moves have forced VFX artists to chase jobs.
When you have to move around like that, you now have a mortgage here, you got a family here, and then you're being asked, your next project in the UK, your next project's in British Columbia. How do you handle that? Because you have to pay the rent there.
But it's not just about finances. VFX artist Maya Beaton says it's heartbreaking to watch California's visual effects community scatter.
This is an amazing community. And so my concerns right now are, yes, there's globalization and there are always going to be subsidies, but what do we do to encourage and sustain California culture?
The state's visual effects artists plan to sue in international court in the next year or two. David Cohen, who covers the VFX industry for Variety, says the artists want the World Trade Organization to levy countervailing duties on projects lured out of the U.S.
If it is found that foreign governments are subsidizing their visual effects business and that is injuring the United States visual effects business, then those duties on imported visual effects would be triggered automatically.
VFX artists hope a recent U.S. International Trade Commission case about digital records will help their cause by establishing visual effects as tradable goods protected by treaties. That's something the trade group representing Hollywood studios opposes. Despite the troubled times, not all California visual effects houses are struggling.
This is another color bay, and we do a lot of our color correction here for our clients.
Mark Leese says his Santa Monica company, Arsenal Effects, made a decision a few years ago to shift its focus away from movies and concentrate on TV and commercials, markets not affected so much by the subsidy issue.
Sometimes you just got to step back and go, okay, you know what? We have to change right now, because if we don't change, we're going to go out of business.
Lease hopes the next generation of visual effects artists can find a business model that preserves the VFX industry in California. That would be a happy Hollywood ending for the state's visual effects artists. But for now, blockbusters like the new Star Wars, originally born in California's VFX world, are being sent abroad for those magical touches. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Los Angeles.